I like to hike, and one time I was hiking in the mountains, and looking over, I noticed an eagle soaring on the airwaves next to me. He was pretty much at the same level, and I thought to myself, hey, I worked really hard to get up here. You seem to just kind of float there. So I was thinking about this, and I think it's a good analogy for us about the spiritual life. You know, it's not about us doing things or accomplishing certain things. We must learn how to receive from the Lord. I was thinking saints are someone who, they don't just do things, they don't just accomplish things, I mean, they do in their own way, but rather they learn how to receive from the Lord. They know how to keep the Holy Spirit coming into their hearts and coming into their lives. And so it's not about us doing things, it's about the Holy Spirit moving us and helping us to speak and act according to God's will. And temptation is always there to become something ourselves, to make ourselves something. We're accustomed to this sort of idea that I've got to make it myself. I've got to do everything myself. I've got to be independent. But God has a way of working things out. I was this week, we had lots of things happening. I just happened to get a text, I think it was yesterday, from Deacon Roger. We were had to switch up some things. He did a communion service yesterday at the care center. And there's a man there named Frank. He's been there longer than I've been here, so many, many years, I think. And he would always love to come to Mass and love to you know, come and be there. But he'd been, I guess, agitated the last couple days and not feeling well. And so Deacon Roger said, well, why don't you come and anoint him? So I went there, met him. He was not himself. I could tell he was really struggling and so forth. So I gave him last rites even. And then promptly an hour later, he died. So the family was there later, and they had asked for a priest, and they didn't know that I had been there. So they were kind of upset. They were thinking, oh, we didn't get a priest here, and we didn't give him the last rites. We missed our chance. But as it turned out, the Lord worked it out. So I just think when we have that awareness, the Spirit does work, you know, through the body of Christ, through all the members. When we all work together, things work out. And I want to live in the Spirit. I want to be a person who is connected to the Spirit, that the Spirit lives in me and lives through me. And I'm thinking of this eagle, thinking, I'm tired of striving up this mountain the whole time. I'd rather just ride those thermals all the way up to where the Lord wants to bring me. And I'm trying to learn how to receive, try to follow the Lord, and try to allow God to lead and to guide. For me, I'm in that stage of the spiritual life where it's kind of a tug of war. You know, every now and then I give something to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I trust you with this. And then I will take that back, Lord. Thank you for, and it's this tug of war, always going back and forth. And we need to, again and again, return to that receptive mode of receiving, that posture of openness to what is God wanting to share with me? What is it that God wants to give to me? You know, that return for me happens through my prayer time, through the Mass. It happens when I encounter the Lord through you, my parishioners, through my people. And I wonder, do you know how it is that the Lord helps you get into that posture of receiving? Are you able to have an awareness of that for yourself? When God is living and working in and through us, we do the right thing. We do the right thing in the right way, in the right time, in the right place. And it bears fruit for us. So how can we allow the Holy Spirit to live in us? By receiving, I would say, to receive from the Lord. We receive by being open and by living that spiritual life. Not simply by doing Catholic stuff, but by letting the Lord help us to receive. And then God works. You know, God works through our gifts. When we are able to receive, He will direct us. And since He is greater, in the sense He has a greater plan for everything, if we all are receiving, we're all in that receptive mode, then He kind of guides us all in the right direction, the right way. So it's kind of a uniform work that He's created. Instead of us kind of all going our separate ways and doing different things, He brings us all together. He's the great unifier, and the devil is the great divider. He's the one that tries to keep us occupied in our own little projects, our own little ideas, instead of being open to the Lord. The image that St. Paul uses today is very striking in that sense. That perfect image of how God directs us as a body. And we're all different parts, of course. We all have different abilities. We all have different skills. And yet, when we're directed by the Holy Spirit, it all comes together. And that's a neat thing. If we can learn to receive from the Lord, we will be a spiritual people. And, you know, it'll just be part of what we do is to just receive and be active in how the Lord directs us. Another image that was brought up at RCA this week was this idea of sailing. You know, we put up our sail to receive the breath of the Spirit, pushes us along through the spiritual life. And, you know, we can either paddle, which is most of the time what I do, just let's paddle, I'll get there, you know, we paddle along. But instead, we could just put up the sail and just go, you know, that might be a little easier, might be a little more enjoyable. But it's so tempting just to kind of paddle. I want to go that way, Lord, let me just paddle over there. But instead, we need to, I think, remind ourselves that the Lord has a plan. He's working his plan. Do we put up the sail, or do we kind of stand apart or go our own way? So the Lord wants to move us. He wants to direct us. Over Christmas, I was at my parents' house for a few days, and my nephews were there. My family was all gathered. I have four nephews, and one of them is a seven-year-old. His name is Zane. I was sitting on the couch, I think I was checking my emails or something like that, and he comes over and he says, "Can I sit on your lap?" "No, I'm busy right now, Zane. Give me a few minutes." "Okay," he replies. And so I'm trying to read my emails, very important emails, and maybe do some replies. And of course he's standing there the whole time, and it's hard to focus when somebody's standing right next to you, and so you're kind of thinking, well, is he gonna go away, or is he gonna just stand there? Well, eventually you just kind of give up, right? Just say, okay, Zane, what do you want? Okay, here you go. So I'm holding him there, and he's excited, and all of a sudden he just gets up and goes away. Like a minute later, he's done, and he's off to the next thing. And I'm thinking, what the heck? What is this? For 10 minutes, I was trying to read my emails, and now you're off to the next thing. And this little analogy, I would say, it's like Jesus, you know? He's like my nephew. In our daily lives, he stands there and he waits for us. You know, we say, "I'm busy, Lord. I can't pay attention to you right now. Go away." And he just stands there and says, I want to be with you. And he's standing there. And then we finally say, "Okay, Jesus, I know you're there. What do you want? What do you want?" And then he's gone, just like that. Huff, off to the next thing. So these little moments, do we have that awareness that he wants to just make sure that we are connected to him? Why are we so resistant? Why are we so afraid to give him time? And are we afraid that the time we will give to him will be wasted? Have we got better things to do in our lives? Reading emails. Give me a break, right? There's more important things than that. Why don't we let Jesus be with us? And why don't we receive from him? Wouldn't life be so much simpler if we just started to be with the Lord and let him guide us and influence us rather than us always wrestling to get our own way, be masters of our own plan? St. Irenaeus, one of the great early church fathers, said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." And that's how we're called to live. The glory of God is man fully alive. To live fully is to be in harmony with God. To allow the life of the Spirit to flow in us and through us. God is not competitive with us. It's not that it's either God gets his way or I get my way, and only one of those is going to make me happy, and it's my way. No, God works with us. We don't need to be afraid that if we follow God or let him guide us or lead us, that we'll be unhappy or that we'll miss out on life or that we won't have fun or we won't enjoy life. We are fully alive when God lives in us and through us. And yet so many have rejected God or are fearful of God. So many people don't practice their faith and don't pray because they feel that they don't have time or they're too busy. Or they are afraid that if I allow God to have this part of me, he's going to take something from me. We have to name those fears. What are those things? Why do we hesitate? What is it that keeps us kind of on the defensive? "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," the Lord said, "because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Jesus himself tells us, today in this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. I want to live in that fulfillment, and I want to see that fulfillment in all of our lives. Jesus wants to live in us through the Holy Spirit. Do we have the sense, do we have the awareness to enter into that receptive posture, to begin to receive? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.